Alembic Audiobooks presents Reversing Over Liberace by Jane Lovering, read by Corrie Samuel. Chapter 1. My grandfather's left me his nose. It's in a matchbox. The whole bar went quiet, except for Jazz, who only goes quiet under the influence of veterinary strength drugs, as my friends appreciated the embarrassment of my legacy. "Okay, well, look at it this way." Katie, best friend and absolutely the person you want to have with you in any crisis, including the unexpected bequest of body parts, eventually patted my arm. "You're no worse off, are you?" She didn't understand. I'd adored my grandfather. I'd even worked with him on some of his more outrageous inventions, and stood on more wooden platforms holding electrical wires than anyone not called Igor. I had stitched, stapled, glued, and on one memorable occasion even welded parts of myself into some of his contraptions, in the interests of scientific advancement, and I got a nose in a matchbox. Admittedly, he'd not been a rich man, but he'd promised. "No," I said sadly to Katie, whose benevolent expression was beginning to get on my nerves, "I'm no worse off."
"And at least it was only his nose."
Jazz came over, walking carefully in his huge platform boots. His current look was goth, but the out-of-control hair and enormous shoes made him resemble a member of the darkness, training to be a funeral director.
"I mean, how much worse if he'd cut off something else in that bandsaw accident?"
"Shut up, Jazz." Katie and I spoke as one. We spent so long telling Jazz to shut up that it was an automatic response.
"You've really got to cultivate that little thing we talked about called..."